Let's get to a couple of our top stories today. Let's start with this. Well, first of all, the State Department, the U.S. State Department, just a few minutes ago issuing a new alert for those Americans traveling to and from Russia. Get out now. Get out of Russia right now. Okay. Well, this is like the fifth time that they've said this.
Yes, it is.
And we're getting word also from the Zelensky camp. There's some weird stuff going on right now in Ukraine as it relates to President Zelensky coming out basically saying, hey, the West has been sending us weapons that don't work. And they know they don't work. Okay. We're also getting reports that tanks are being sent. And this is a really unbelievable report. We're going to dive more deeply into this. That Western tanks are arriving and they're being told, don't put them on the front lines. So what are they then being used for? Are they being used for show? Like, don't put them in the front lines where they'll be destroyed.
Just it's keep like them the like stuff for, that you give to, you know, those donation groups that maybe come and take stuff off of your front porch. You're
yeah.
Like, just take the stuff we don't want
to. Yeah, but don't put it on the front lines to fight. We want you to just to like have photos with it so you can see it on the, like we can do photo ops with it, but don't use it in battle because they will be destroyed. So don't put them on the front. What the hell's happening here? And then this in Austria.
Yes, politicians in Austria walked out of a speech by Ukrainian President Zelensky on just today. What they did was placed a sign in front of their seats. You see these signs they're pulling out that are pink and blue. The signs say either a place for peace or a place for neutrality. They're sort of alternating. This was from the conservative party called the Party of Freedom. They had warned that if Parliament authorized Zelensky to speak to the entire Austrian parliament, they would stage some kind of demonstration because Austria's current public-facing position is that it supports Ukraine politically, but it will not send weapons or engage militarily in this conflict with Russia because Austria is neutral and its constitution requires them to be neutral. One of the party leaders, Herbert Kiki, said, it is sad that the FPO is the only party in parliament that takes our everlasting neutrality seriously, thereby also standing up for peace. They are the third largest political group in Austria. They have decent representation. They are not fringe, although the media is calling them a far-right group. See the Al Jazeera headline about this today. Austria's far-right lawmakers walk out on Zelensky's speech. So apparently now being peace-mongering is a far-right thing to do. The left can no longer claim any stakes on peace. But this is a shocking thing to do because we see how much of a media darling Zelensky is.
Right.
And so these people dare to say, we're not getting in on this party. We want peace.
And he's begging for more weapons. Go ahead, David.
First of all, I applaud them. But second, I couldn't hear audio. Was Zelensky already speaking when they did that, or did they do that pre-entering the chamber?
He's there, and he was doing one of his famous Zoom calls. So they had the TVs lined up in the room. He didn't show up there to give a speech.
Yeah, are we able to play it again? You can see, like, there is sort of a pan to the left that you see the video call happening.
Yeah.
Go ahead and play it again if you can. See that in the bottom left? He's speaking. People are, you know, watching, and they are kind of like, we warned you about this.
We're done.
We're not taking sides.
We're out of here.
I was just hoping he saw it.
I wondered the same thing, if he had an in-feed.
There's just a lot of frustration you're hearing coming out of the Zelensky camp today. And, you know, you have to see. And that's why I think you're getting these missiles lobbed back. You know, we're getting weapons from the West that aren't working. We're being told not to use them. They're specifically sending us weapons that don't work, and they know they don't work when they're sending them to us. Like, is he now letting the cat out of the bag? Like, this is clearly what's been happening all along.
Like, he's at an inflection point. Like, maybe we're not set up to win.
Yeah, maybe we should tell everyone the real truth here now, suddenly. Like, that's what's going on here. It's kind of crazy. And so there's a lot of really weird things happening over the past 24 hours as it relates to Ukraine and Russia. And of course, as you're seeing this U.S. dollar dominance declining, you're going to see more of this saber rattling in the coming weeks as we head into the spring weather. Thank you so much for watching this segment here at Redacted. We are live every day at 4 p.m. Eastern time, trying to share the stories that the mainstream media will not cover. You should also come over and join our community of Redacted Rebels over at redacted.inc. That's our private locals community where we can share exclusive content that we simply cannot share here on YouTube. Come over and join the rebellion together right now by going to redacted.inc. We'll see you next time.